Blog Talk Radio.
Power. fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
there's nothing like your presence, Jesus. There's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven filling a building on the earth.
Jesus.
magnify you.
So build in us your home. Make us, Lord, a holy habitation for your presence. And let second verse, ruler of the nation. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise be to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Let us pray. Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, I acknowledge your presence in our midst. As always, we love you, we thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, let us, our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and worthy of glory and worthy of honor. Hallelujah. There is no one like you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Jesus, we adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you for bringing us to this dawning of a new day. Thank you, Lord, for this last Sunday in the month, in the year 2020. Thank you for taking us to the first Sunday to this Sunday, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you always and you are keeping watch over our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you love and you care for us. We thank you for your love, eternal love. Nobody can love us like you do. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, for our families, our siblings, our children and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our spouses. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, we praise your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Without you, we cannot make it. You are our source. You are our lifeline. We are dependent upon you, O God. We adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Job. Job chapter 1. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, once again we surrender to you. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from you. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord. I'm going to read from verse 1, but I will stop before the end of chapter 1. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared, and one that perfect, upright, and one that feared, perfect, upright, and one that feared God. Number 4, eschewed evil. 1, he was perfect. 2, he was upright. 3, he feared God. And 4, he eschewed evil. Evil, evil, evil. So there's 4 things about Job. 1 is just in verse 1. The Bible tells us he was perfect, he was upright, and he feared God, and he eschewed evil. 4 things about Job. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you see any, underline those words, perfect, upright, feared God, and excuse, that means he hated evil. Let's go to verse 2. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 7 daughters. His substance was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Hallelujah. Please underline, so that this man was greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest. The Bible tells us he was greatest. So I want you to underline that, so that the man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And his sons and went and feasted in the houses, every one his day, and sent and called for the 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of the feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said that it may be that my sons may have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Hallelujah. Chapter 5 is very important also. When you read 5, hallelujah. But we're not going to hit 5 today, hallelujah. But let's go to 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect, like God is saying, and he's, God is saying, he's a perfect man, he's an upright man, one that fears God and hate evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to Satan about Job. Have you considered him? A perfect, upright, he feared God, he has killed evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for not? Has thou not put an hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he have on every tongue that has blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land? But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he have, and he will curse thee to thy face. Okay, let's say, I just want to stop to verse 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at 10, and that's my main theme, 10. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. I surrender completely and totally to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, I surrender. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and in the anointing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at verse 10. And the reason I'm looking at verse 10, I'm coming from another angle as the Holy Spirit is leading me and guiding me as I bring his word forth this morning. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit, unless the Lord build the house. The builders build it in vain. Hallelujah. It is not about your gloves, your mask, do this COVID-19. It's not about that. That we have not received, gotten this sickness and disease, or we have not been in accident or different things. It's not that, it's because of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we follow the directions and instructions of the CDC guidelines. But if God himself had not put a hedge of protection around you, around myself, around our children, our family members, we will not be here this morning to praise and thank him. Some of us will be pushing up daisies if it wasn't for God. Pushing up daisies means that we'll be in our graves if it wasn't for God. I'm not going to use this Sunday. I want to use this Sunday to let you know how grateful God, to let you know how God has been so good to us, how he's so good to us. Many of us and many of you can attest that you've been around people that had COVID that you did not even know, but it never came near you. Hallelujah, because it's God, it's not because of something you have done. It's because God has put a hedge of protection around you, around your house, and everything that you have, God has protected you. You have food to eat every day. You are in a warm place. It is not because you have degrees or this and that. It is because of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Sometimes we take these things for granted, but this is the last Sunday in the year, and I just want to let you know that it is the Lord. It is the Lord who saves us. It is the Lord who is saving us. It is the Lord who is preserving our lives. It is the Lord. Not only for COVID-19 that you can go to work and come from work and things are not happening to you. There's no accident. There's no incident. How many of you rode the plane, drive from one place to another place? Hallelujah. And as no plane crash took you safely, do you think it was because the captain could drive the plane well? Do you think it was that? Do you know what do you see in Job where Satan goes up and down saying who he will destroy? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of Lord raised up to stand up. Many of you, the incantation, enchantments, many of us have been, the people have made that against you, against me, against our children. They have taken your names, your pictures to satanic altars. They have prayed and satanic prayers against you. But it's the Lord who protected you. It's the Lord who fought every battle for us. And he's still fighting even as I'm speaking right now. You may not know what is around your house or around you, but the angels are right there guiding and protecting you. Hallelujah, the enemy, there's a hedge of protection around you. The blood of Jesus, angelic forces, angelic beings, hallelujah, protecting you and guiding you. Why you woke up this morning, Satan did not mean for you to wake up, did not mean for me to wake up. Hallelujah, but he couldn't come near us. Why? Because God protected us. I just want you to know that God protected you. Where do you walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Let us give credit to who, what credit is due. Give glory to the Lord. Give glory to the Lord. You got food to eat. He is your provider, Jehovah Jireh. He provides for you. He fights the battles for you. Hallelujah. He protects your children, your family, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, whatever. He is there. Protect your friends. He's there. That's why you can sit on one side, another person sit on one side, and everything when you look is happening bad to your friend and it's not happening to you. Hallelujah, because you are in a covenant relationship with the Almighty God. It is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. This is not a time to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about from the 1st of January to now. Think about it. Think about it and see who's been protecting us, who's been providing for us, who's been blessing us. Some of you are so embarrassed to tell your friends that God is blessing you, that you're walking in an open heaven because you're embarrassed. You don't want to tell your friends because negative things are happening to them. But when you tell your friends, they want to know what is the difference. What is, you need to speak up. Yes, God is good to me. You need to speak up, so when you speak and give your testimony, they can come into the saving grace and know who Jesus Christ is, so that they can receive that protection, blessing, and get into a covenant relationship with him. And when someone calls you and says, oh, I'm not doing well, and then you say, oh, I'm not doing well, that's not right. Oh, Lord, I pray. I praise the Lord. I'm doing great. And not that you boast. You're boasting in the Lord. You're boasting in the Lord. And you pray for your friends and your neighbors. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You pray for them. You pray for your loved ones. You pray for them. Hallelujah. because you want, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit to move and work in their lives. You want them to receive Christ. You want them to receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray, you pray, you pray for them. You lift their names up. You don't have to pray with them, and you pray for them. Hallelujah. You know your prayer, your prayers for your friend, your prayer for your neighbor, your prayer for your family member will save that person and change that situation around. Instead of when we see people with depressed, then you say, I'm depressed too. No. You pray. You pray for them. Hallelujah. God is good. I just want you to know that He's good. He's good. He's good. He's faithful. How many of you right now, I would say to my husband, I don't even have to utter a word. God answers even my thoughts. My thoughts. Because He hears my thoughts. He answers my thoughts. Hallelujah. Amen. So we got to let others know about the goodness of God. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We come with this dreary testimony. Oh, thank you for waking. Yes, He woke us up this morning. But what is the specific thing that God did for you this year? What is it? What is it you do? Are you so ashamed to say what He's done, what He saved you from, what He's delivered you from? And you keep it as a big secret instead of letting someone know so that God can do the same for that person and they can come into that saving grace. We say to act like He hasn't done nothing. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. Yes, some people are not here because it was their time. Hallelujah. It was their time. They have finished their work. But some people are not here, not because, hallelujah, for a different reason. Hallelujah. It wasn't their time. But are we praying? Are we praying for our children, our grandchildren, telling them about Jesus? Hallelujah. Telling them about Jesus. Hallelujah. I asked my grandsons if I would die today or tomorrow. I said, what would you say about me? I asked my oldest grandson. My older grandson, Crystal's oldest son. And I asked them individually because I wanted to see what they would say. The first thing they said, my grandma prayed. You always pray, grandma. You always on the prayer line. Why? Many of you know, even as they were babies, I held them on the prayer line as they were crying, and I prayed, and they heard me pray. So I asked them, and they could say prayers. Hallelujah. Because I wanted to test and see what they thought about me, apart from other things. But the first word they said was prayer. Hallelujah. I want you to know what am I saying that for? God is good. God is good. And if they know that, even if I would leave this earth, that they need to pray, always pray without ceasing, knowing that God will always, always, always be there for them, regardless. God hears, He sees, and He answers our prayers. as we walk and do his will, prayers. Hallelujah. Prayers. Hallelujah. Relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. Have you made a difference? Or are you ashamed of Jesus? The Bible said that Job was upright, perfect, eschewed, even feared God. We are only perfect in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God kept a hedge of protection around him. So when Job went through the trials and tribulations, Satan was not allowed to touch his life. And he came out better when you read the whole book of Job. But I just want you to realize one thing. It is God who kept him. It is God who blessed him. It is God who provided for him. Hallelujah. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. One of the things that Satan said to God, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, you can take everything, but you cannot touch him. Satan said, Job will curse you, but Job never did. When all these things happened to Job, the Bible said in verse 21, then said, naked Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and he worshiped. After all these things that happened to him, when the Lord removed it, he worshiped God. Then he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In verse 22, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Everything negative happened, we always charge God. It's God who said it. It's God, we always lying on God. Even the Christians, we lie. In everything, rejoice, be thankful, be grateful to God. Be grateful. Tell others of his goodness. Tell others, let people hear the testimonies, so that they can come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Tell others, I end with the goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Father, if I had millions and trillions of tongues, as we end this 2020, as we end this 2020, all I can tell others about your goodness. Oh, Father. You are good. Good to me, good to my family, my children. Good. You are good. I'm so grateful to you, Lord, for this ministry, for the members of this ministry, for their families. You are good. The goodness of God, the goodness of God, the goodness of God. I just want you to think about it all through this year. Remember, even right now, the goodness of God. Is there anyone before I close, I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say something. This is the last Sunday in 2020. Before we go to the goodness of God, just press one. If not, we will close. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah.
And when I think of the goodness of God and what he has done for me, my soul, my wretched soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for saving me, for delivering me, for healing me, for blessing me, for lifting me high above the enemy. I thank and praise God for protecting me, for guiding me, for sheltering me, for feeding me. I just thank and praise God, for he has truly supplied not just my need, my want. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not. The goodness of God. Blessed, blessed, blessed new year and a prosperous one to all in the sound of my voice. It is the goodness of God and the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the righteous do, yes, will, and shall avail it much. I love you. God bless you. I love you, my sister. I love you, my sister. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, Apostle. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. The goodness of God. Father, we just thank you this morning. I'm ending the goodness. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. The goodness of God. In Jesus' holy name. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. Blessed week, blessed Sunday, the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life you have been saved.
life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am in, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.